Powers with us, BradPowerSports.com. Brad, you tweeted this, and Josh actually brought it up earlier, but it bears repeating. And correct me if I word this incorrectly. Last 40 Notre Dame games, if you took the favorite on the money line, you're 39-1. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct. So, I mean,
wow.
Give kudos to Brian Kelly and company. They win when they're supposed to. They don't lose when they're favored. But when they have to step up in competition, they're a dog. They don't pull upsets, with the one exception being Notre Dame upsetting Clemson last year. 39-1, favorite on the money line. And Wisconsin, obviously, about a minus 225 favorite on the money line against the Irish this Saturday.
What's the latest spread on that game, Brad, this morning?
Six and a half Wisconsin's favored by. But, you know, I certainly lean Wisconsin. I bet Wisconsin. I just think it's a bad matchup for the Irish. I'm not saying Notre Dame can't win it, but, I mean, they're going to need Wisconsin, to turn it over a couple times. I just think if Wisconsin plays a clean game, I just don't see Notre Dame, winning or covering the game. I mean, they're going to need Wisconsin turnover, and the Badgers are capable of doing it. I mean, we've seen it, especially in the red zone, multiple times against Penn State and even against Eastern Michigan. And on top of it, Notre Dame is going to have to somehow find a way to protect the quarterback. I'm not even sure if it's possible this week. I mean, you're giving up 14 sacks against the likes of Toledo, Florida State, and Purdue. I mean, Wisconsin's defensive front seven is way better than any of those three teams. So they'd be interested to see what they do there. But Notre Dame's going to have to hit a bunch of big plays, similar to what Penn State did in that second half, hit three big pass plays. Notre Dame's going to have to hit probably five big pass plays over the course of the entire game. So I just don't like the Irish's chances. I will say this, though. Kelly and company playing, it seems like they're playing a little bit with a chip on their shoulder, at least reading and, watching him in his press conferences this week. So that'd be my only concern.
What do you think the crowd will be like for the fan bases? You're up at Soldier Field in Chicago, so that's an easy drive. Well, I've taken the drive. It's not that easy, but it's not that far. If you're going to drive it, it's probably about an hour and a half, right? And then you're coming over from Madison the other way. That ought to be – you think it's a 50-50 crowd or what?
I would say 60-40 Wisconsin. I mean, Notre Dame just doesn't – this ain't the 1980s and 90s anymore. They just don't have the same fan base as what they used to. But I think Wisconsin will probably be a little bit more fired up. So 60-40 Wisconsin is my expectation.
Mr. LC, ask Brad Bill if San Jose State +3 versus Western Michigan is a good idea. And also he asks about Texas State +6.5.
I'm definitely against them on the Texas State. I mean, I just haven't been impressed with Texas State in any of their games so far this season. I mean, not that I've been impressed with Eastern Michigan either, but, I just think the Bobcats were, fortunate to cover against Baylor, somehow beat FIU in overtime because they were +3 in turnovers and then lost to an FCS team last week. So, there's nothing that says in a unique trip up to Michigan that says, I want to back Texas State. In the other game, the San Jose State, Western Michigan, I think it's a tough spot for San Jose State. Keep in mind, they're on the islands last week, and now you're traveling across the country to play, Western Michigan. So, I mean, I wanted to play, against Western Michigan, but I'm not sure that it's, a great spot to play on San Jose State because it's their third straight road game. So that one was just a complete pass for me. I didn't bet it.
Trey down in Natchez, Mississippi. He's a big Mississippi State fan. He said, ask Brad if my Hail Dam State team is worth taking the +2 versus LSU. Is that the number?
Yeah, that's about where the number is. Yeah. Now, keep in mind, it was very early in the week, 3.5. I mean, you could have gotten that on Monday. Driving through 3 is, obviously 3 and 7 are the most two key numbers in all of football. Yeah, I think it's the right move. I agree with the line move. It's just probably too high of a variance game for me to get too involved. What do I mean by that? I don't know if I can trust either team. I could see either team winning in blowout fashion, I don't know what to expect, really. I mean, and that's pretty typical with a Mike Leach type team. But I do think they're due for a bounce back, considering how misleading that game was against Memphis last week, and a game that they should have absolutely won. But I mean, they could very easily. The Bulldogs have lost the opener against Louisiana Tech, so the same thing I could say of Ed Orgeron and LSU at this point. I'm not sure what to make of them. So. Plus 3.5, obviously, on Mississippi State was the bet to make. I'm not sure that I'm racing the window to go ahead now and bet Mississippi State plus 2.5.
Has your mind changed any on Alabama and Florida after that game?
Oh, I think significantly on the Florida side, because I thought it was a Florida team that would probably take a step back this year a little bit, just because, I mean, they didn't have the playmakers on the outside offensively. I mean, I was stunned that they dominated Alabama at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Keep in mind, I mean, last year, Florida's defense was arguably the worst, you know, defense in the history of Florida football. So they're much improved there. I thought Emory Jones, it probably helped him that he didn't have to look over his shoulder in that game. I thought he made some plays, obviously. So, I mean, I downgraded Alabama, but it wasn't as big. It's not equal all the time where, you know, I downgrade and upgrade the teams exactly the same. To me, I certainly downgraded Alabama, but it was more of an upgrade on Florida. I didn't think they were capable of doing that this year.
The thing about it, downgrading Alabama a little bit, is there's really not one team that we can make a case for to say absolutely belongs number one.
Yeah, I mean, I still have Alabama 1.
Right.
I mean, I still would favor them over anybody else. I mean, if we're talking blank slate where I have no year prior existed. I'm not looking at recruiting classes. I'm not looking at anything that happened prior to just games being played this year. I mean, I would say the three most impressive teams on paper just from gameplay would be Georgia, Ole Miss, and Michigan so far.
That is amazing. That is particularly two of those. That's 3 weeks. And what if we had that audio clip back in like June from you in the future saying that in September? Yeah. Wow. Josh.
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma, Clemson, Ohio State have all, I mean, greatly disappointed, Bill. I mean, I got them all, you know, more than a field goal lower than what I had at the start of the season. What do I mean by that? I mean, I would favor what I thought of them in the preseason by more than a field goal over what I have those teams now. I mean, those are expected to be all top five teams, and they all, I mean, have some great faults.
This is a good question. Jeff, too. Brad, do you dabble much in arbitrage betting? And he says, for those who don't know, arbitrage betting is betting both sides of the line at different books to guarantee a win. He says there's a site called Odds Jam that has the odds of 30 different online books. His question is, arbitrage betting worth our time?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it full time, absolutely, it's worth your time. I mean, you don't have to handicap, do anything. You just, I mean, here's what you need: time and money, two things that most people don't have. So, I mean, yeah, absolutely. Do I do it? Absolutely, I do. But it again requires time and money, and people just, I mean, you got to look at screens all day. I mean, I do already. And I'm not saying that, I mean, I already play back, a lot of the stuff that I get out in front of that as it is. But, yeah, that's when they say professional better, an overwhelming amount of professional bettors, that's how they do it, arbitrage. That's how they make their money. But in order to do that, you have to bet volume. You have to have a lot in play. But, yeah, I mean, that's what a lot of people do. But if you were to ask those guys, and I know quite a few of them, if you ask them to name a player on any team, you ask them to handicap any game, they just can't do it. I mean, they're just looking at a screen and just put, you know, that's all they're doing is just, you know, line shopping.
Josh up in London, Ohio says, I got a couple of games here. One he lists is Liberty and Syracuse, and apparently Liberty is favored by what, 6.5?
Yep, 6.5. and they're starting to see a little bit of money because I see, you know, a 7 popping up here at one of the books here in Vegas. So, yeah, definitely some money coming in on Liberty here in the last 24 hours. Why the heck not? I mean, they covered 11 straight games dating back to last year. I mean, that's getting up there where we're talking. That's some of the longest that I've seen and following this for the last 20 years. I mean, you don't see too many teams covering that many games in a row. Hugh Freeze, I mean, he's the best ATS coach in the country. I mean, if we're talking long-term, you know, 100-game sample size, I mean, he's 67-35 against the spread in his career. I mean, that's the best mark of any long-term coach in the country. You know, Syracuse has improved this year. I'm not sure if they played anybody yet. Really, neither is Liberty. So, to me, I'm not fading the streak at this point. So, I would just lean with the Flames here tonight on Friday.
Another one he asks about is that Missouri-Boston College game.
Well, to me, I think the entire game comes down to how much you think Phil Dracovic's worth to the point spread. Because, I mean, you look at Boston College's offense last week against Temple. I mean, they just couldn't throw the football. I mean, we're talking the quarterback was 7 out of 15 for 59 yards against the suspect Temple defense. Missouri, though, hasn't impressed me so far, 0-3 against the number, and their run defense has been a sieve, I mean, allowing 267 yards per game. So, obviously, BC is going to try to run the football down Missouri's throats. It's a game that I, you know, my numbers say BC, you know, I'm not necessarily sure that I downgraded BC enough for Dracovic being out of the lineup. I can tell you this, early money was on Missouri, drove it up to 3, and then we've seen nothing but BC money since then. They took BC plus 3, took BC plus 2.5, plus 2, so late week money on the Eagles.
More, Brett, as we continue on this Friday edition. Post your questions. Use the hashtag AskVP. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're still dealing with some crazy fog out here in certain places. Now, certain places, it's as clear as it can be, and then it's foggy like right here on I-40 at Fessler's. Heavy traffic here on 40 westbound. Trying to get past the airport. You got a lot of traffic coming up from Brentwood, Franklin, I-40. Still positive right now. Coming in from Dixon County, just watch your speed. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
New Horizon Tree Service is on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military, our veterans, and first responders. This proud salute is brought to you by New Horizon Tree Service, serving the area with 35 years of experience. For the best tree service money can buy, call 615-260-5303. That's 615-260-5303. New Horizon Tree Service. Thanking all of our troops, veterans, and first responders. They're Americans who care.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally led it in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, sunshine, high 75. For tonight, clear skies, 54. Sunshine for Saturday, highs near 80. Saturday night, mostly clear, lows 54. Sunshine for Sunday, highs near 81 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Brad Powers with us. BradPowerSports.com will let you know how you can get all of his information. The GOAT down on the Emerald Coast says, Brad, does Florida cover against Tennessee?
I bet Tennessee early in the week. I mean, I got 21.5, so obviously I, you know, got out in front of that one. I'd still lean Tennessee, believe it or not. I'm not sure that's a good spot for Florida after they just gave an A-plus effort against Alabama. Even though I upgraded, obviously, Florida considerably in my power ratings, I just think, you know, both teams have been following along. I mean, have been, you know, controlling the line of scrimmage. So I think it's kind of a lower-scoring game. I also bet the under, I mean, 64. It was 67.5 on Sunday. I mean, I just thought that was incredibly low for a game. I know Tennessee's trying to push tempo, but I'm not sure that'll work against Florida. So, to me, it's under, and it's Tennessee as long as you're getting anything more than 18.
Jeff, too, this is a good question. He says, Louisville -1.5 Florida State game seems to be easy money. Why isn't Louisville favored by more, he asks.
You know, I've gotten that question a ton this week. You know, I found my power ratings almost, you know, to the T. I mean, they say the line should be right about that, you know, Louisville favored slightly. So at least from that aspect, I don't think it's necessarily mispriced there. I know the public wants to really bet Louisville because you want to fade an 0-3 Florida State team. I just think the number, you know, was priced accordingly. I didn't run to the window to bet the Cardinals, I can tell you that. And I know there's a lot of people that are probably afraid now because you look at it and you're thinking, well, it looks a little fishy to me. Because, I mean, I seriously, I've gotten that question almost asked in all the spots I've done this week. I'll say this. If you told me Cunningham for Louisville was 100% and can run around, keep in mind he's hobbling at the end of last week's game against Central Florida. If you told me right now he was 100% and could do what he normally does, I, you know, call me square, but I'd bet Louisville.
Brad, last week, and I'll apply it to this week too, Southern Cal's playing Washington State. I believe it was 14-7 they were down. Keaton Slovis goes down with an injury. They put in freshman Jackson Dart, and the offense just comes totally alive, and they win 45-14 or whatever it was. Turns out Dart had a meniscus injury that now he's been cut on. He's going to be out a few weeks. Are you higher on Southern Cal now? And is it your understanding that for this Oregon State game coming up that Keaton Slovis will be reinserted because of the injury back at quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, it was 14-0, actually.
It
so,
was,
I
wow.
mean, that,
okay.
You want to talk about stunning. I bet Washington State plus 10. Line drops down to 7 on game day, up 14-0, and then not have a prayer. I mean, against a team that was playing on the road, interim coach, backup quarterback. I mean, that final 45 minutes of that game was, you know, stunning, to say the least. Do I trust SC? My numbers say, you know, SC's the play, but I certainly don't trust them. I'm not stunned that Dart's an upgrade over Slovis. I kind of thought that would be the case. Slovis is what he is. I mean, recruiting rankings do eventually matter, folks. I mean, there's a reason why Slovis was, you know, a three-star and just hasn't, in my opinion, you know, that since his freshman year gotten that much better. He is what he is at this point. So looks like, you know, Slovis is going to be the guy. This is another game where I didn't run, even though my numbers said bet USC, I didn't run in the window to bet the Trojans. In fact, I mean, the money's come on Oregon State, and I kind of get it. I mean, this could be a game where, you know, if you're betting Oregon State, because I think SC can be high variance, I think you're doing yourself a disservice if you're betting Oregon State not to at least put a little bit on the money line.
You said earlier, and I'll get back to some of these questions, that if you simply did not have any history in your mind, you were just looking at this year, Michigan, Ole Miss, Alabama. Now, Michigan, are they a serious Big Ten championship threat?
Well, first it's Michigan, Ole Miss, Georgia,
that's
Alabama.
Okay. Right.
We've seen this before, Bill. I'm not going to be fooled, you know, this easy. I mean, obviously, they're winning. They can win a bunch of ball games the way that they're playing. I mean, just to the line of scrimmage line up, and we're just, you know, better and more physical than you are. And for them to be, you know, I mean, we'll find out next week. I mean, when they're in Camp Randall. I mean, sooner or later they're going to have to throw the football. And without Ronnie Bell on the outside, certainly that's one of their best playmakers gone. I'm not ready to declare Michigan a legitimate contender yet. They have to find some semblance of a passing game for me to say that they can beat a Wisconsin on the road or, obviously, Ohio State at the end of the season.
PTS Lax says, Bill, ask Brad, Illinois, Purdue. He says, big couple of games for Brom, this one, and then Minnesota coming up next week. He says, do you like the matchup there, Illinois-Purdue?
I like Purdue to win. I'm not sure that I'm running to the window to bet 11, though, especially, you know, David Bell came up, you know, hurt at the end of the Notre Dame game. I mean, that's their best weapon on the outside, that wide receiver for Purdue. Illinois has been a dumpster fire since week zero. I mean, three straight losses, and I mean, Bielema leaves so much to be desired from a game management aspect. If you gave me a $20 bill and said you have to bet the game Illinois-Purdue, what way would you go? I'd lay it with the Boilers minus 11. But, again, not a high-value pick for me.
Coach Marshall, Brad, who do you like in the Vandy-Georgia game? Vandy's getting, he says, plus 35.
Well, I mean, I did run in the window and bet Georgia minus 31 on Sunday. So that should tell you I'm not expecting a close game at all.
Right.
35, I'd still lean with Georgia. I mean, that's, you know, I think Georgia can just pound Vanderbilt into the ground. And, you know, I don't think the guys out here in Vegas, when they open the numbers, nothing against them. They're just not following college football as closely as a lot of other people do. I mean, especially in the South, and a guy like me, that's all I just live for it. I mean, Georgia's going to have a significant crowd edge, man. It's worth at least a point, if not a couple points. I mean, Georgia, it'll be 2-1 Georgia fans, even though it's in Nashville. So and that was probably some of the mispricing when they opened it up Georgia minus 31.
Without question. And maybe everybody doesn't travel as good as Georgia. You got to remember, Georgia had more people at Notre Dame a couple of years ago than Notre Dame did. But every SEC team that comes in here typically has more people at Vanderbilt than Vanderbilt does. That's been going on forever.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I don't think they grasp that from time to time. They just don't. Look, and I thought Vanderbilt, I know they didn't cover last week, but, you know, the box score was a little bit better than what that score was last week against, you know, Stanford. And they've definitely shown improvement since, you know, the week one disaster against East Tennessee State.
The GOAT, and this is the question that I wanted to get to rapidly, That is the game that I've got in the one slot. That's the Arkansas-Texas A&M game, Brad. What do you think?
Well, I know a lot of people are against me on this one because, to me, a lot of people are taking Arkansas. I'm taking A&M. And here's my thought process. I mean, the beauty as you progress through a college football season, what I like doing is comparing lines because I like to see if there's been overreactions or not. And 2 weeks ago, Texas was anywhere between Texas, not Texas A&M. Texas was a 6 to 7 point favorite at Arkansas on the road. I get it. Arkansas dominated that game, easily won and covered. We're clearly the right side in that game. But to me, even with the backup at quarterback, Calzada for A&M, they're still a much better team than Texas in my power ratings. And this one's at a neutral site, and yet Texas A&M is laying less than what Texas was on the road. So because of that, I think there's some value on A&M, on the favorite. I think too many people are betting the dog, and I mean, I get why they are. Arkansas has just been, you know, money under Sam Pittman. I mean, all they do is cover point spreads. But to me, I'm going to go with the Aggies here. I mean, and I get it, these games have been close, and Arkansas has covered a bunch of games in the series, but a lot of those games are when they were catching 21 points, not 5 points.
Brad, what's the number this morning on that game?
Anywhere between 5, 5.5 is what I'm seeing.
It's been pretty steady, that number right there.
Yeah, it has been. And, you know, I got theories behind it. And we saw a little bit of Arkansas money show up the other day. But I got a theory behind it. It's way at the end of the rotation. And it was like a write-in game because they made it a neutral site. And you got to scroll a little bit. You got to work your – in some sites, you got to work your way to find that game. So – I think that's. I'm sure. I don't think the game has done as much handle as if it was at the top of the rotation. If you catch my drift there, I think people are having a little bit tough time finding the game to bet it.
Preston in Atlanta asks Brad, "Am I wrong thinking that North Carolina seems underpriced against Georgia Tech, a team that cannot score on anyone, coming off a physical game against Clemson?"
You know, that's a game I'm looking at, you know, more as the week progresses. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think it is a little short. Probably should be 14. I mean, North Carolina obviously has looked apart after the, you know, opening loss against Virginia Tech. At least they have on offense. You know, 59 points and 600 or more yards back-to-back games. Yeah, I think North Carolina is the right side. That's one off. You know, I don't know if it's a big bet for me, but I think it's a one worth making later in the week. Something I didn't bet early, but, that's one that I certainly think the heels are the way to go.
Josh up in London, Ohio. Now, he's a big Buckeye fan. He asks if Ohio State starting Kyle McCord, and that seems to be the case in this game at quarterback, does that change anything, Brad? And he says, I took Akron plus 53 early.
Well, that's a good bet because down to 48.5. What did the market do when, you know, it was announced that, you know, C.J. Stroud ain't going to play? It didn't move much. Maybe a point. But a lot of that was leaking throughout the course of the week, so it's hard to really tell what the downgrade was. 53 was just a bad opening number. I mean, that was quickly down to 49, I mean, within an hour of the betting, or at least a couple hours on Sunday. So good bet that he made. Do I run in the window and bet Akron plus a huge number? I mean, I'm not. I mean, I watched Akron lose by, you know, 50 to, you know, a lesser Auburn team than the Buckeyes. So that's one where, I mean, I think, you know, you flex your muscles a little bit and see what you got with McCord. So I don't think the Buckeyes are conservative, if you catch my drift. So that's one that I'm not thinking that Akron's a high value pick.
Hawkeye Jason, ask Brad about West Virginia and Oklahoma.
You know, the number 17 is fair. I mean, that's where I made it. I know a lot of people probably want to bet the dog. You know, Oklahoma hasn't looked impressive by any stretch of the imagination so far this season. I mean, they got two close wins against Tulane and obviously Nebraska last week, but it's more of me not buying West Virginia. I faded West Virginia last week. I lost. But
I mean, Virginia Tech had three different drives inside West Virginia's 10-yard line, end up with 0 points. I mean, they punch in one of those, and they win and beat West Virginia. So, I mean, West Virginia hasn't beaten Oklahoma since they joined the Big 12. They haven't covered against Oklahoma the last six times they've played. So I think 17's fair, even though I know a lot of people probably want to bet West Virginia.
Brad, take us to break here. We're breaking in about a minute and a half. But anyways, tell everybody how they can get your information.
BradPowerSports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. One thing I did do yesterday, if you want all the issues that have been going on so far this season, you can download them for free right now. You can check out what all my thoughts are, what all my bets have been, some of my power ratings. So you can check that out. And if you like what you see, you want to sign up for the season, you can do so at BradPowerSports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
So let me make sure I understand it. Everything you've done to date, they can take a look at. All your newsletters, your picks.
Yeah, they can take a look at. Okay. I didn't have those issues up, you know, the first 3 or 4 weeks up until, you know, for everybody to look at. Obviously, I mean, if you're a subscriber, you've been getting them. But not everybody can look at, the last 3 or 4 weeks to see, you know, what I've been doing so far this season.
So you've got the newsletter, and then you've got the VIP, right?
Yeah, so the VIP is, obviously more. So the newsletter you get sent to you, you get one update per week, sent weekly. It's $89, and it covers you through the Super Bowl. It's college and NFL. And, again, it's just, my thoughts at that point in time. It's almost like a snapshot. That's my favorite bets as of Wednesday afternoon when you get it. The VIP is daily updates. And specifically what makes it more valuable is I release a lot of my favorite college football plays early in the week before the lines move. And over the course of time, that matters greatly. So VIP is something that, you're getting daily, you're getting more picks. But it requires you a little bit more attention. So when I send out a pick via text and email, you better bet the pick. Otherwise, the line's going to move.
Yeah, the VIP, he sends updates. It's not just Wednesday. Those updates come whenever they happen, right? So that's the best part of it, is because things change as the week progresses. All right. More Brad as we continue. Friday edition, Omni, Nashville, Potomac.
Good morning. The fire department still on the scene of this earlier wreck over here on 52nd and Nevada Avenue. It's got traffic tied up on the west side. Still some traffic here also on I-40 westbound, coming past Fessler's. Hopefully some of this fog will burn away sooner than later. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on now, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Brad, I don't think I've asked you this one. Royal Payne says, Brad, any chance Kentucky is looking ahead to the Florida game and plays down to South Carolina? He says they only have to cover 5, though.
Yeah, I mean, on first glance, the number seems a little short. I mean, I made it 6, so I'm going to lean with Kentucky. But, I mean, South Carolina's looked like an improved team. I mean, they're 3-0 against the number so far, and, you know, Kentucky certainly, I would say, yeah, looking ahead to Florida, but the reality is, I mean, Kentucky's coming off by far their worst performance of the season. I mean, they almost lost outright to FCS Chattanooga last week. He's a 33-point favorite, so I need to get a more focused group this week. I lean Kentucky there at -5.
Brad, just because I've got it on my mind, we typically don't skip ahead unless it's the non-playing portion of the season. But next Saturday is even more sexy than this Saturday. You got Ole Miss, Alabama, Cincinnati, Notre Dame, etc. What do you think the early line will be? I guess you could already bet it, but on the Alabama-Ole Miss game.
I think it's 14.5 right now at DraftKings. I think it'll come a little bit higher than that, maybe. I'm hoping, I can tell you this, though, I am looking to bet Ole Miss. But I want 17 is what I'm really wanting. 14.5, I'd probably lean Ole Miss still, but I want that extra 2.5 points, get it up to 17. So it'll be in that range, anywhere from 14 to 17, Crimson Tide being favored.
That Cincinnati-Notre Dame game, what could you get it at now? And if Wisconsin handles Notre Dame, how much will that thing move, you think?
Right now, Notre Dame's 1. I expect Cincinnati to be the favorite when it's all said and done. And believe it or not, even though Notre Dame's got that very long home winning streak, I mean, they haven't lost since the Georgia game at home 4 years ago. Because I think Wisconsin handles Notre Dame, yeah, I think Cincinnati flips favorite. I'm not saying that they go to a 3-point favorite, but I think they're 1 or 2-point favorite, the Bearcats.
Do you have the Bearcats power rated higher than Wisconsin?
No. This is going to stun a ton of people, but I think I have I'm just double-checking to see what the update is, but I have Wisconsin 6.
Okay. All right.
Because some are way higher than anybody else probably does. See, what would be the thought process to me if they don't fumble that snap against Penn State? They win that game again, people are probably saying Wisconsin's the best team in the Big Ten.
That's a very, very good point. We have, and let me find it here, Billy, who is checking in from down in Louisiana. And you touched on it earlier, but we can go back to it. The LSU-Mississippi State game. Now, he's an LSU fan, but what were you telling everybody about that game earlier?
Yeah, lean Mississippi State for me, but it's too high of a variance for me to personally bet it. And what do I mean by that? I could see, just about anything happening in that game. So to me, I look for less variance, meaning if I have an edge, I want less variance. I don't have an edge, and there's high variance, therefore no bet for me. Although if you absolutely have to get involved, Mississippi State is a sharp side.
Brad, we'll let you run, but give us a couple of seconds on officiating, for example, that Mississippi State-Memphis game, the Auburn-Penn State game, etc. Are you seeing officiating? I know people always complain, but is it even worse this year?
I'm not sure. What's different? I think officiating was awful back in the day, but, I mean, every game's televised. Camera angles, the zoom, everything can spot everything. It's not good. It could be better, but I think it's still way better than what it used to be, Bill. I just think because of technology right. And every single game being on TV, we just, see a lot more than what we used to.
Brad, send it to break. Tell everybody again how they can get all your content.
I appreciate that, Bill, and thanks for having me on. If you want all the top picks, whether they be college football or the NFL through the Super Bowl, you can check out bradpowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page. Check out that weekly newsletter if you're looking to dip your toe in the water. Again, bradpowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
See you next week, sir.
All right. Take care, Bill.
Mr. Brad Powers every Friday joins us, and he does this around the clock. He studies the numbers. He's working on the newsletter. He's making bets. It's a 25-hour day for him, and he consumes it all. That's right. I said 25 hours, if you're just wondering what just went into your eardrum.